Thank you for downloading this Finnish Institute of International Affairs recording. You can find more recordings at www.fiia.fi.
Good morning, excellencies, dear invited guests. Warm welcome to the seminar focusing on the Economic and Monetary Union and the reforms of the Economic and Monetary Union in the short and longer term. This is a seminar organized by the Finnish Institute of International Affairs, and I'm very happy to first welcome our distinguished guest speaker, Mr. Xavier Rago, to this seminar. I believe this is your first time here in Helsinki, and Helsinki is the northernmost capital of the euro area, so warm welcome to Helsinki. We are very grateful for the support from the French Embassy in organizing this seminar and also making Mr. Rago's trip possible to here in Helsinki. Our institute has followed rather closely the euro crisis in previous years, and we have done this together with the Research Institute of the Finnish Economy. We had a joint project in which we analyzed the political and economic aspects related to the major reforms aimed to reinforce the economic and monetary union. And in under this project, we also tried to map out some development scenarios for the economic and monetary union in the longer run. As the outcomes of this research project were already published in 2014, we believe that this is a very good opportunity to look back to our research and also discuss what has changed since then. And much has happened in the EU, both in terms of economics and politics. The Five Presidents' report outlining a roadmap to complete the EMU was published at the eve of the most dramatic phase of the Greek crisis, in summer 2015, and the Grexit debate once again underlined the need to continue to reform the EMU. Now the looming Brexit has again highlighted that the euro is an unfinished business, yet the Brexit vote has arguably lowered the political ambition to push through major reforms, at least in short-term perspective. The Commission is, however, currently working on a white paper which should lay out the next steps to finalize the EMU, and this white paper should be out next spring. So I think this is a very good opportunity to discuss here in Helsinki how the Economic and Monetary Union is functioning currently. One of the key questions seems to be how deep fiscal union and relatedly political union is needed in mid and long-term perspective. And this question presents us with several thorny questions. How much sovereignty should be transferred to the EU level? What is the appropriate level of joint liability and risk-taking management among the euro members? And how to safeguard the democratic legitimacy of the reformed EMU? So I'm very happy to have here with us today three eminent speakers, all experts in this very interesting topic of the EMU. Mr. Xavier Rago is a researcher and the president of the French Economic Observatory in the Sciences Po University. He is a member of Economic Analysis Council and the National Economic Committee as well. And to my knowledge, he is very well plugged into the EMU discussions and debates in Paris and several other EU capitals, most importantly perhaps Brussels. And we are very, very happy to have you here and hear your views about the unfinished business of the EMU. Our second speaker today is Mr. Vesa Vihriälä, who is the Managing Director of the Research Institute of Finnish Economy. And Vesa has worked with us in this project we had jointly with his institute, and he has also worked in 2010 to 2012 in the Commission as the advisor to the Commissioner Olli Rehn, who was in charge of the Economic and Monetary Affairs. Before that, Vesa has held very significant positions in the Finnish government, in the Prime Minister's office, and is one of the key discussions in EMU affairs here in Finland and also in Europe. And last but not least, we have Professor Päivi-Leino Sandberg, who is a professor of international and European law in the University of Eastern Finland. She is also an Academy of Finland Research Fellow and a visiting fellow in the European University Institute Law Department. And Ms. Päivi-Leino Sandberg has followed the EMU very closely also in the Ministry of Finance expert groups, two of those, and also published widely on the subject matter in the journals, and I just heard that your new article is just being accepted for publication in a major journal. And both Päivi and Vesa has also participated in the expert working group last autumn under the Finnish Ministry of Finance, which looked into the short and longer term reforms of the EMU, so they have followed very closely in the policy debates also this issue. Without any further ado, I would now invite Mr. Rago to give us your presentation and views on this very exciting topic. The floor is now yours, please.